Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Beis, three lines at the bottom of Daf Kuf Alfa and Beis. And the Gemara continues to discuss the machlekes that we had in the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Alfa and Beis, between Rabban and Rab Shimon. And the Gemara will bring a Mishnah from Mesechtes Alois. And keep in mind that the first part of the Mishnah isn't relevant to our Sugya. And the Gemara begins, San Hassam, we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechtes Alois, Meitzi Meis, Mushkov Kedakoi, Neutle Vestfu Sasai, Shnaim Neutle Vestfu Sasan. If someone finds one corpse that is lying in the usual way that a Jew was buried, which, as Yushalmi states, was lying horizontally on its back, its hand folded, one on top of the other, on top of the body, then although we have to assume that it's the body of the Jew, but since you only found one body, so we assume that there was a rush to bury the body, and for example, on Erev Shabbos, and the intent was to bury it temporarily and then move the body, therefore this area is not considered a Shchunas Kvaris, and we will discuss the dinim of Shchunas Kvaris in a moment, and it's not Pinim Mekleiman. Therefore, if you want to use the Sado or Chatzah to dry out Piris B'Tayra, then you can move the body to a permanent Basic forest, but the Mishnah teaches us that you have to remove all the loose dirt that is around the corpse, as well as dig three tefachim of hard virgin soil and remove it together with the corpse, as we consider the soil wreck of Shalmeis and his Tamei Meis. Rashbam explains that we learned this from Yaakov Avinu, who stated in Pashas Vayechi, Unisasani Mimitzrayim, and we dash in Mimitzrayim, Tuli Mi, that when moving my body, take some of the land of Mitzrayim together with my body. And the Mishnah states that the same did apply by Shnayim, that Neitlan Vestvu Sasa, that even if you find two bodies together, it would still not be considered Shchunas Kvaris, and therefore you would be able to move the body. However, you would have to take the dirt that surrounds the body and move it together with the body. And Rashbam points out that even though the Mishnah only states that this then applies when you find two bodies, however, even if you knew that there was one body there previously, and then you found two more bodies that we didn't know about previously, then this then would still apply. And Rashbam also explains, based on the Brisa Masechtas Nazir, which is based on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that the only way that an area has the status of a Shchunas Kvaris is only if you either found three mesim together that you didn't know about previously, or if you had previous knowledge of three mesim. And Rashbam also explains that even if you find three bodies that are mutilated and you can tell that they were murdered, then not only would that area not be considered a Shchunas HaKever, but the din of Tfusas HaMes would not apply either, and you can move the body without removing any soil from around its body, and it's like Kona Kakaklal, the Ikalamema Shom Nerag Benofal. And similarly, if it isn't lying in the standard manner that a Jew is buried, then we have to be choshish that the corpse is from a guy, and even if there are three corpses, you can just remove the bodies. There is no need to move any other dirt. Number one, the din of Shchunas Kvaris doesn't apply, and number two, ein leitvusa. And as Rashbam brings, that since the Mishnah states hamoitzi meitz mushkav kedakoi, so we medayik from the Mishnah hamoitzi prat lematzoi mushkav prat leyoshev and kedakoi prat leshiroshev munach ben yirei chesav. Rashbam also states that even if it would be a corpse of Yisrael, it was likely placed in this manner temporarily, and there is no din of tvusa or of Shchunas Kvaris. As we explained, this part of the Mishnah will not be relevant to our Gemara. We continue on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara will now continue and quote from the Mishnah in Masechtas Alois, as the Mishnah states, Matzah Shleisha im yesh b'neim me'abor bat shmoina harezu Shchunas Kvaris u'boidik m'menu l'alon esum amma Matzah acha b'seif esum amma boidik m'menu l'alon chof amma sh'reglayim l'dava sh'ilu m'tchilu matzoi noidloi vestfu sasai. However, the Mishnah continues that if you find three dead bodies lying kudakoi together in a straight line within an area that is from 4 amos up to 8 amos, then we have to assume that these bodies are part of a permanent Shchunas Kvaris, and therefore, number one, they can't be moved even with Tfusasai. Therefore, even if you want to move the dirt and soil that is around it together with the body cannot be moved. And number two, we have to be choshish that there may be other bodies in this area, and therefore, we require him to excavate and to investigate a 20 amos area. We'll start from the area where you found the corpses. The Mishnah then tells us that even if you find one other grave while investigating this area, and since we've previously found three kvarim, therefore there's a reglai moldova, we must therefore assume that there are other graves in this area, and this is part of a larger catacomb which had multiple caves, and therefore you must be baidik an additional 20 amas from the point where you found the additional corpse. The Mishnah ends off that certainly if you found this one mace by itself prior to finding the other three kvarim, then the loch would be, as we stated at the beginning of the Mishnah, that neitblei vestu sasai, but since you previously found three kvarim within 20 amas at the single cover, then the single lone corpse has a din of a Shchunas Kvaris, and it can't be moved at all. And even if we didn't find any other kvarim or any other mesim next to it, as we still must assume that the intent was to fill up the area with kvarim. Rashbam explains in great detail the reason why these three bodies must all be found in an area that is between 4 to 8 amas, as although we previously had a machlekes between the Rabban and Rab Shimon as to the dimensions of a ma'ara, Rabban held that the dimension and the measurements of a cave in which they would hallow parallel cavities was 4 by 6 amos, and Rav Shimon held that the cave was 6 by 8 amos. However, the Tana of this Mishnah in Olois hold that the standard internal measurement of a cave was 4 by 8 amos, and he also holds that it was possible to bury 3 bodies within the side of the Ma'or that was only 4 amos wide, as although when we learned the Mishnah, we explained that we must leave a half am of space by the edge of each wall, and you must leave an am of space for each cavity for each corpse and its urn, and an am of space between each cavity. However, the Tana of this Mishnah hold that although each cavity must certainly be an am wide in order to fit a body as well as the urn, therefore 3 kuchen would take up 3 amos of space, but all that you need to leave for the edge of each side is only a tefach, not a half am, and not 3 tvachim. So for the 2 edges, we would leave 2 tvachim, and all you need to leave between cavities are 2 tvachim, or a total of 4 tvachim, which combined equals 4 amos. Therefore, the Tana of the Mishnah Masechtas always teaches us that if you find 3 bodies within 4 amos, it is possible that you found the shorter wall of the Ma'ara, or possibly a 4 amos section of the longer wall of the Ma'ara, and therefore we have to be concerned there are the mesim that are buried within this area and within 20 amos of these mesim, as we will explain. Rashbam continued that similarly, this Tana holds on the longer side of the Ma'ara, which was 8 amos long, were able to bury 6 mesim, calculated as follows: 6 amos for 6 kuchen, plus 2 tvachim times 5 for the space between 5 kuchen, which equals 10 tvachim, plus 1 tefach for each edge, or 2 tvachim, which of course equals exactly 8 amos. And therefore, if you find 3 bodies that are spread out, but all remain within the 8 amos, then we have to be mesupik that potentially these mesim were all buried along the length of the Ma'ara. And even though you didn't find any other bodies, nor did you find any other cavities along this 8 amos long wall, it is quite possible that a kuchen collapsed, the cavity was filled with dirt and with soil prior to being used to bury other bodies in the additional 3 cavities along this wall. It's important to note that this Tana holds that if one finds more than 3 bodies within 4 amos, then since it's not derech to bury bodies so close together, we don't have to be choshish that this is a shchunas kvaris, as we would be p'taila that these were just placed here temporarily, and therefore it's not a shchunas kvaris. And number one, like kana mekayman. Number two, there is no requirement to investigate or to excavate any further, and one can assume that the rest of this area is tar. Rashbam continues and describes in detail as to why you have to be baidik 20 amos, and keep in mind that although the Gemara stated they have to be baidik 20 amos, really according to the Tanakhama, you would have to be baidik 40 amos. The Tanakhama held that we only place mesim on 2 sides of a chatzar, and therefore we would have to be chayshish that maybe there are actually mesim to either side of these corpses that you found. And if you have shimon, you would have to be baidik to all 4 sides, and you would have to be baidik a total of 80 amos. And Rashbam explains that if you found 3 mesim in an area that's exactly 4 amos, so we have to be chayshish that these mesim were buried on the wall of the cave that's directly opposite the entrance to the cave in the chatzar. It's possible that this was a family based akvaris, and other mesim were buried in the second cave. Therefore, you would have to be baidik from the edge of the bodies of the corpses, or 20 amos, which would include the 8 amos of this cave, the 6 amos of the chatzar, as well as the 8 amos of cave number 2. And if there are other mesim, you should find the start of the bodies of the mesim right at that point. The Gemara will ask that this actually doesn't total 20 amos, and instead this totals 22 amos, 8 plus 6 plus 8, and the Mishnah states that all you have to be baidik is 20 amos. And once again, let's keep in mind that lefidus cheshbin, you have to also be baidik to the opposite direction as well, as possible the caves and the chatzar were facing the opposite direction, and in reality you have to be baidik 40 amos. And Rashbam continues that we also have to be chayshish that possibly these 3 mesim were buried within the first 4 amos of the 8 amos wall of the cave. Therefore, to the right and to the left of these mesim, you have to be baidik an additional 4 amos to each side of the 3 mesim that you found, and parallel to the actual mesim, as there possibly could be 3 other kuchen along the 8 amos of this wall. Rashbam goes through a similar cheshbin in a case where you found 3 kvarim within 8 amos. Certainly, you have to be baidik the entire 8 amos row, as possibly the other mesim, and this wall is the 8 amos wall of the Ma'ara, and you also have to be baidik 20 amos to each direction if you have shimon, as we explained, ayin sham. The Gemara now continues and asks this question, as Amamar, we just learned in this Mishnah, Maseches Tiras, Me'abor Vat Shmoina, and the Gemara asks, money, that who is this Mishnah going like? Ira Bonon Ha'amri Dal Amis Al Sheish, Ira Shimon Ha'amma Sheish Al Shmoina, that certainly the Tana of the Mishnah in Maseches Always is not going like the Sheet of Rabbanon that we had in our Mishnah, as Rabbanon stated that the inner dimensions of each cave is 4 by 6 amis, and it can't be Rav Shimon either, as Rav Shimon held that the inner dimension of each cave is 6 by 8 amis, and the Tana of this Mishnah, Masechtas Olois, teaches us that the inner dimensions of each cave is 4 by 8 amis. Murray answers, L'Idon Rav Shimon, that really the Mishnah, Masechtas Tiras, is going like the Sheet of Rav Shimon, Bahai Tanu, and there's another Tana that explains the Sheet of Rav Shimon differently than we had in our Mishnah, as although the Tana of our Mishnah stated that Rav Shimon holds that the dimensions of each Ma'ara is 6 by 8 amis, however, there's another Tana that will bring down the Shita Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon actually holds that the area of the cave is actually floored by 8 Amos. It's almost like the Gemara is saying, Tri Tanoi Valibid Reb Shimon, and the Gemara brings down a Braisa, the Tanya, Matson Ritzufim Be'im B'neim, Midal Amos Adches, Yeshlan Tfusa Be'im Lashkun Sparis. The Gemara understands that the Tanakama of this Braisa is actually going with Fishita Reb Shimon, and the Tana states that if you find 3 bodies, and the bodies are spread out over an area which is either closer than 4 Amos together, or further than 8 Amos apart, then it's not considered Shchunas Kvaris. However, Lemaisa, you can't just move the bodies. If you remove these bodies, then you have to make sure to move the dirt that surrounds the bodies together with the bodies. And as Rashbam explains, Yesh Len Tfusa, Me'achshe Matzon Mesim, V'lo Yerugim, V'gam Meshkovim Kedakon, as since you found them that they were dead, and they weren't killed, and they were also lying in the standard manner of Yisrael, although it's not considered Shchunas Kvaris, however, Lemaisa, they were buried here in a proper manner, and therefore, if you want to move them, you have to move that tefusa as well. The Braisa continues, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda im Shem Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says over in the name of Rav Shimon, and as Rashbam points out, that Stam Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon ben Yechai, and is the same Tan of our Mishnah, and Rav Shimon ben Yehuda brings down the name of Rav Shimon, writing some saying, Ki'ilu Einan, Vashtar Mitzdafen Midal Amis Vadches. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda explains that even if there are 3 Mesim that are buried in an area which is less than 4 Amis wide, then we could still consider this a Shchunas Kvaris, as we would make believe as if there weren't that many Mesim in this area, and therefore we would look at it as if there would be less than 3 Mesim in an area that's less than 4 Amis. And if you would find another Mace that is within this area and is within 4 to 8 Amis, then we would consider it as Shchunas Kvaris. And let's keep in mind that in the Gemara in Nafkuf Beis and Beis, the Gemara will explain the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Yehuda of this Braisa, but ultimately we see from this Braisa that both the Tanakama of this Braisa as well as Rav Shimon ben Yehuda are teaching us the standard in the dimensions of a cave was 4 by 8 Amis, and we see that Rav Shimon holds that the proper inner dimensions of a cave is 4 by 8 Amis. In order to reconcile this Braisa with our Mishnah, then we must say Trei Tanoi Valibud Rav Shimon, and therefore the Mishnah Mesechtes Olos is going according to Tana of this Braisa that brings down that Shita Rav Shimon is that the inner dimensions of a cave is 4 by 8 Amis, and not like Rav Shimon our Mishnah that says that the inner dimensions of a cave is 6 by 8 Amis. The Gemara now continues, B'maya Kimta K'Rav Shimon, and L'Chayru, you just explained that the Mishnah Mesechtes Olos is going Lefi the Shita Rav Shimon. If so, Ema Sefer, let us see the Sefer of the Mishnah, as the Sefer states, B'edikim Menu La'alon Esrim Amma, once you found 3 Mesim within the area of 4 Amos till 8 Amos, then you have to be B'edik an additional 20 Amos. And the Gemara asked money, that who is this going like? E Rav Shimon, that if it's going like Rav Shimon, we just explained that holds that the ear of a cave is 4 by 8 Amos, so Esrim Etater Havin, then L'chir, the area that you should be B'edik is 22 Amos, as you have to be B'edik 8 Amos of cave number 1, 6 Amos of the Chotzah, and 8 additional Amos of cave number 2, which is a total of 22 Amos, as we previously explained, and E Rabbanon, and if it's going Lashifi to Shita Rabbanon, that the area of a cave is 4 by 6 Amos, then L'chira, you shouldn't have to be B'edik 20 Amos, Tamni Sari Havin, then all you should be B'edik is 18 Amos, as one would have to be B'edik 6 Amos of cave number 1, 6 Amos of the Chotzah, and 6 Amos of cave number 2. Rashbam points out that certainly the Gemara understood that the ratio of this Mishnah could not be going Lashifi Rabbanon, as certainly the ratio of the Mishnah clearly holds that the inner dimensions of a cave is 4 by 8 Amos and not 4 by 6 Amos like the Rabbanon hold. However, the Gemara is asking, even if you will say that Reisha Rav Shimon b'Sefer Rabbanon, the Lemaisa according to Rabbanon, all you should be B'edik is 18 Amos and not 20 Amos. And the Gemara answers, L'Ibn Rabbani, that although certainly the Reisha of the Mishnah Mesechtes Olos is certainly going with Peter Shita Rav Shimon, as we explain, however, the Sefer of that Mishnah is going according to Shita Rabbanon, and the inner dimensions of a cave is actually 6 by 4 Amos, and even so, you have to be B'edik 20 Amos. We're going to B'edik Baal Seinah, when we B'edik the first Ma'ara, we require you to be B'edik on a diagonal. And the diagonal of a rectangle that's 6 by 4 Amos is actually 7.2 Amos. And therefore, you actually have to be B'edik 7.2 Amos plus an additional 6 Amos for the length of the Chatzah plus an additional 6 Amos for the second cave, which actually would total 19.2 Amos. And even though it's less than 20 Amos, however, the Chumra Leidok, we explain the Gemara as Taisus explains the Gemara. However, Ayin Rashbam, that he explained that the diagonal of a rectangle that's 4 by 6 Amos is actually 8 Amos. He goes through a cheshbon as to how he gets his numbers, but Lemaisa, we know that the actual diagonal of a rectangle that's 4 by 6 Amos would actually be a drop more than 7.2 Amos. Rashbam explains that the reason why you would be boided the first Ma'ara in a diagonal manner is because, as we know, the bodies of the corpses were not buried within the Ma'ara itself, and they were buried within the hollowed out portions and the cavities that were created within the walls of the Ma'ara, and therefore you you actually have to dig a little bit further into the walls of the Ma'ara in order to make sure to find everybody, and therefore we want to make sure that you dig a little more than exactly 18 Amos. Potentially, if you dig a straight line of 18 Amos, you won't find Mesim, as potentially they were pushed further into a cavity and you won't necessarily find the bodies. And let's also keep in mind that although we stated that you measure diagonal in the first cave, however, the Gemara will point out that we only measure the first cave on a diagonal, however, the second cave we measure straight. Therefore, the dimensions of this excavation are 7.2 Amos for the first Ma'ara, which is dug on a diagonal, then additional 6 Amos for the width of the Chatzah, and an additional 6 Amos for the length of the second cave, according to the Rabbanon. Before we continue, let's point out the second to bottom Taisis on Daf Kuf Bezim and Aleph. Taisis is bothered by the Lashon of our Gemara, as the Gemara states, B'maya Kim Tikrab Shimon, and Zok Taisis, the Lashon Dachak Ma'oid, the Mashon Roshum Da'ukmin Krab Shimon Parach, V'hadad Parach, money, Irab Shimon, Irab Banan. That's Mashman. The only reason why we have a question is only because we're going like the Shita Rab Shimon, and then we ask that Lamaisa, the Sefer of the Mishnah, doesn't work out with Firab Shimon, or with Firab Banan. And Lamaisa, we should have asked the question directly from the Mishnah, as Mineo Beit Shver, the Kivin Tani Damaura, Arko Kras, for Imkain, Chafetat Nave. Since the narration of Mishnah, we clearly stated that the length of the Ma'ara is 8 Amis long, therefore, certainly the dimension that you should have to measure would be 8 plus 6 plus 8 and would be 22 Amis. Therefore, the Gemara's question would be valid even if we were to ask directly on the Mishnah, and it's really irrelevant who the Tanava Mishnah is. Also, I in the bottom Taisis, Chugain Shabbatuk Balachsaina, where Taisis goes through the Cheshbin as to why the Rashbam is wrong. The diagonal of an area that's 4 by 6 Amis is not 8 Amis, and instead it's 7.2 Amis. I in Sham, where he explains this in a very interesting manner. The Gemara continues with the Hod Balachsaina, Hod Namib Balachsaina, as to the Tatan Habian, and Lachir, even though you want to tell me that the Sefer of the Mishnah Mesechtas Olos is going with Fiyashita Rabbanon, and you measure the first cave in a diagonal manner, therefore instead of being Baidik 6 Amis in the first cave, you are being Baidik 7.2 Amis. Lachir, we should also be Baidik the second cave in the same manner, and we should be Baidik Balachsain, and therefore it should also be an additional 7.2 Amis. And if you add up 7.2 Amis for the first cave, and 6 Amis for the Chatzar, and 7.2 Amis for the second cave, it would actually total a bit more than 20.4 Amis. How could the Mishnah state that you only have to baidik an area of 20 Amis? Certainly you can't answer that l'kul le'dok. Gemara responds, chodu b'alachsein aminon, trei b'alachsein le'aminon. Now, although there's a concept of being baidik on a diagonal, however, we only say that in the first cave and not in the second cave, since the only reason that we're being baidik is only based on achshash, so therefore, once we already checked the first area and we didn't find any other mesim, so therefore, we don't have to check as well in the second cave, and you only have to check on a straight line. You aren't required to be boydik on a diagonal, as Rashbam on Daf Kuf Beis on a Beis, five lines before the wide lines of the Rashbam states, Umishani chodu balachsein hudu mechaybin lei, avalo yichmir kol kach lubda kamashniya balachsein me'achad b'rishoyne lo matze klum. And the Gemara continues on Daf Kuf Beis on a Beis, and the Gemara states, Rav Shishu b'ed Rav Idiyama lo'ilum Rav Shimoni, that just like we stated that the ratio of the Mishnah is going with Shita of Rav Shimon, the Shita of Rav Shimon in the Mishnah in Alois is that the inner dimensions of a cave is 4 by 8 Amos. So if the Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon, then L'chari, how could the Sefer state that all you have to be Baidik is 20 Amos? If L'chari, you should have to be Baidik 22 Amos. Shisha Breda Rav Edi explains, V'hachar Mayaskin and Binfilei, that the Mishnah Masechtas Alois is talking about a case where you found three corpses, and these three corpses were actually Nephilim, and they were stillborn babies. Even Rav Shimon agrees that the area of the cave that was used for Nephilim was not 4 by 8 Amos. The length of the Ma'ara was actually 6 Amos, and therefore, all you have to be Baidik is 6 Amos for Ma'ara number 1, 6 Amos for the Chatzar, and 8 Amos for Ma'ara number 2, which gives us exactly a total of 20 Amos. And the Gemara is, since you're explaining that you actually found three Nephilim in the first cave, so we should be Choshish that maybe the second cave also had Nephilim buried there, and therefore, why does the Mishnah state that you have to be Baidik 20 Amos if L'chari should suffice by being Baidik for 18 Amos, 6 Amos for cave number 1, 6 Amos for the Chatzar, and then 6 Amos for cave number 2, as potentially they buried Nephilim in that area, and they didn't bury regular Mason there. Therefore, the length of that Ma'ara was also 6 Amos and not 8 Amos long, and therefore Tamisari Havin, and the total would be 18 Amos and not 20 Amos, as the Mishnah states. And the Gemara answers, Chodu b'niflei aminon, tati b'niflei lo aminon. Although it would make sense that this whole area of these Kvarim would be for stillborn babies, since you found three stillborn babies that were buried in this area. However, it doesn't make sense that it would have another area that would be completely full of Nephilim, as when they would make a Shechunas Kfaris, and even though they would leave one area for Nephilim, but they wouldn't leave so much area for Nephilim, and certainly that wasn't the standard that in one family you would have so many Nephilim. Therefore, you would be required to be Baidik 6 Amos for the first caves, since Lemaisa you found Nephilim in those caves. You would have to be Baidik an additional 6 Amos for the Chatzar, and then an additional 8 Amos for the second cave, which gives us exactly a total of 20 Amos. Before we continue, let's point out that the third to the bottom of Taisis on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, Taisis points out that Regil and Hoyle and Niach Tzadim and Gleisov Klapi Amara, that was standard practice, that would place the feet of a mace towards the opening of the cave. When they would slide the coffin into the cavity, they would slide it head first. If you're Mudaic, based on the way we understood in the Gemara, it seems clear the Rashbam did not necessarily feel that this was a standard. The Gemara now continues and goes back and discusses the Braisa where we saw Machlekes between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Rav Shimon, as Tanakama stated that Matzah Ritzufim Ve'im Beinim Medal Amas Edches Yesh Lan Tfusar Ve'im Lan Shkunas Kvaris, and it's not considered Shkunas Kvaris. However, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda brought down in the name of Rav Shimon that Reina Samtzayin Ki'ilu Einon, even though there are more than the maximum of Mesim in less than a 4 Amma area, make believe like there are less Mesim there and we remove the middle Mesim. Therefore, Vashar Mitzdafim Medal Amas Vedches, we consider this area as Shkunas Kvaris. We therefore see a Machlekes between the Tanakama of this Braisa and Rav Shimon if we're Reina Samtzayin Ki'ilu Einon, and the Gemara will now ask a steer between this Braisa and a Mishnah Mesechtes Klayim. As we know, there are different dinim that apply to one vine or to vines that are growing separately or to vines that are growing within an area that's considered a vineyard, and certainly with the Klai Karim, there are many nafkaminais. We know that a Karim is defined as Shtayim Kenege Shtayim V'Achsei Tzizanov. If these amount of vines are planted within a 4 Amma area, then it's considered a Karim. As we will see, there's a Machlekes in Mesechtes Klayim between Rabbanan and Rab Shimon. Rabbanan in that Mishnah hold that Reina Samtzayin Ki'ilu Einon, and Rav Shimon holds that we don't say Reina Samtzayin Ki'ilu Einon. That's exactly the opposite from the Shitas in the Braisa that we just brought in a scenario where you found too many corpses in a small area. And as the Gemara states, V'Rami Rabbanan Ad Rabbanan, V'Rami Rabshimon Ad Rabshimon. We have a stereo between the Shita Rabbanan on a Shita Rabbanan in the Mishnah Maseches Klayim. We also have a stereo between the Shita Rabshimon that we found in the Braisa that Reina Samtzayin Ki'ilu Einon and the Shita Rabshimon that we find in the Mishnah Maseches Klayim, where he doesn't hold Reina Samtzayin Ki'ilu Einon. Gemara continues to thun that as we learned in Mishnah Maseches Klayim, Karim and Atua Pachs Me'Aba Amos, if you have a vineyard where it's planted in the area of less than 4 Amos, Reb Shimon Oime Eine Karim, Reb Shimon says it doesn't have the din of Karim, and we're not Reina Samtzayin Ki'ilu Einon. However, Chum Oime Reiz Karim, Reina Samtzayin Ki'ilu Einon, and Kasha Rabbanan Rabbanan, the Kasha Reb Shimon Reb Shimon, as we explained. Gemara answers Reb Shimon Reb Shimon like Kasha, that you can't ask me a Sira from Reb Shimon Bidegei Mesim and Reb Shimon Bidegei Klai Karim, as there's a chilut between the two dinim. Bachas Geris, Hacha Zimnu Misramele Beneshmashas Umikri Manchele. Reb Shimon hold that when you find a bunch of Mesim that are buried together, then there's a possibility that although some of these Mesim were buried here and were done with intent to bury them in this spot, however, it could be that there was a mace that died and they had to bury it quickly. For example, it was right before Shabbos and therefore they had to bury the mace quickly and they put it into a cover that was already there and therefore was very close to the other Mesim, but this was only done as a temporary measure. And as Rashbam states, Mikri Manchile bin Shar Mesim and Ikbaram Kitsidran Vahada Fanya Vishemenenes. And therefore, it's still here. Therefore, Reb Shimon holds that Reina Samtzayin Ki'ilu Einam, but Hasam Leina Toy Inshai Dait Le'eka. But certainly, it doesn't make sense that a person would go and plant a bunch of vines together in one area that's in less than 4 Amos, as certainly it won't have enough nourishment, and you'll have to pull out the vines. And therefore, that's not standard for a person to do. Therefore, Reb Shimon holds that's not considered a Karim. We are not Reina Samtzayin Ki'ilu Einam. And as Rashbam explains, Leina Toy Inshai Dait Le'eka Bim Mitayim Hukot L'Shem Karim Not Akol, and therefore it must be that he actually had intent to plant this as a karam, v'kimulay not a kilchasay l'chash of karam, and since he didn't plant it properly, therefore it's not considered a proper vineyard. And the Gemara continues, Rabbanon, Rabbanon, nami l'kasha, and you can't ask a stira between the words of Rabbanon, as hacha ben gei kvura, kivin a minval, since it's not proper covered a mace, to move a mace after you already buried it, therefore it's not normal for a person to go and bury a mace temporarily, and by the fact that these mason were buried together, like mikri kever, it can't be that this was actually a shchunas kvar. We won't say the svara of Reina Samtzayin Ki'ilu Einon. Of a hasam meima amar haimenau de shape shape would loy shape lehavilitivi. Rabbanon hold that certainly b'digay a vineyard, it is normal for a farmer to plant many vines together, and after they start growing, he'll see which ones are the best quality, and those he will leave in order to grow, and the ones that are not such good quality, he will cut down and use them as firewood. Therefore, b'digay a karam, Rabbanon hold Reina Samtzayin Ki'ilu Einon. Na'in Rashbam, that seems to have a different Gerson Agamura, and he is actually goes a daited litlu that benegayim mesim, that a person doesn't go and bury a mace in order to at some point go and remove it and go and bury it somewhere else. And as Rashbam states, lachsav on fnesim misham hilkul chagami nikru l'sham kulan alidei tchak ba kroy ba amo v'kimin zem kaimon leichashvim leishkul eskaris. However, karam abed inish did not to yis b'chashir the kasava the shape shape ud loy shape lehavu l'tzivik klima tia shetik loy b'tatzliach tishara ba'oisa shloy tatzliach eka v'yil le'itzim l'sreifa. As we explained, hadron loch hamecha peiros, hadron loch hamecha peiros, hadron loch hamecha peiros, and we will stop over here.